Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Alex and you are listening to Physics with Me. This episode is based upon understanding the microscopic nature or underlying principles of thermodynamics and trying to connect thermodynamics and statistical physics conceptually. The first question which will arise in your mind is, why do we need statistical physics altogether? I mean, we have already classical mechanics to deal with particle nature. Then, what is wrong with classical mechanics? Why can't we use it for understanding the microscopic nature of thermodynamics? The easy and simple answer is because there are lots of particles to deal with. Which means, if you say for a system that it has a mole of particles, which means 6.022 into 10 power 23 amount of particles inside the system, then for each particle there should be a differential equation explaining the particle path and its predicting its properties. But if you try to calculate for each and every particle inside the system, then you can see the complexity is too much to deal with at one time. The initial papers of Einstein and Gibbs explaining the thermodynamical principles using statistical physics has some mechanical nature in it, which means they try to start with choosing some coordinates and momenta for particles in the microscopic level, and then they try to build up principles which can be evaluated to show the thermodynamic nature in the macroscopic level. And hence, the idea of phase space, which is important in classical system, is completely mapped into the statistical physics for its basics underlying principle, along with the idea of probabilistic nature and the ergodic theory, which is also called the ergodic principle, which states that the microstate for each particle is equally likely, which means in classical mechanics microstate is defined as the position and momenta for each particle, whereas in statistical mechanics microstates constitute a definite point in phase space, which means if you define a phase space for a statistical system for each particle, each point in phase space is equivalent to the microstate in which that point exists. The most important revolutionary idea in statistical physics is linking entropy with the microstate of the system, which is shown by the Boltzmann formula, which is entropy is proportional to the log of microstates, the total number of microstates of the system, along with the idea of conservation or probability of the system, probability for having or occupying a single microstate for each particle. So, collection of microstates which the system's particle can occupy constitutes wholly to the macrostate or the macroscopic nature which it will display, which is like the total internal energy of the system, or the internal pressure, temperature, and other variables which constitute the each single microstate particles in the system. Now, ultimately comes the idea of modeling systems, which means creating ideal conditions which can be up to a certain limit show the macroscopic nature for real systems. Statistical physics categorizes into three categories, which are called ensembles. First one is microcanonical, second is canonical, and the last one is grand canonical ensemble. And equivalently, the system structure goes like this, that in microcanonical ensemble, you say it is each particle is isolated from other particle inside the system. So you can visualize it as a box which has lots of compartments which are completely isolated from each other, which means the particle will stay in those compartments and no energy or particle can be exchanged between those compartments inside the whole box of the system. In canonical ensemble, the system is separated, but energy between compartments can be exchanged. So you can say the walls are diathermal, and hence the whole system, which is isolated from the universe, rest of the universe, has compartments in which particles can exchange only energy, and they cannot leave their compartments to travel into the other compartments. And lastly, grand canonical ensemble, in which the compartments does not exist, which means the particles can take any position inside the system and energy is easily exchanged between each particle. Hence, grand canonical ensemble is the most realistic example which can be mapped into the real world systems, like gas in a container and similar conditions. The next very important thing in statistical physics is the calculation of the partition function, which in German is called the Standsumme. And partition function is, in a way, the Fourier transform of our total number of microstates in the system. Even in its initial form, canonical partition function, which is denoted by Z, is equivalent to the sum of the states of the system for each particle, which is denoted as mathematically Z equals summation of exponential of minus energy for each particle divided by the Boltzmann constant times the temperature of the system. Or conveniently, you can say Z equals summation e to the power minus beta EI, where beta equals 1 over Boltzmann constant times temperature of the system. In general, partition function can also be shown as the integral of position and momenta of each particle inside the system, and it is also related to the probability density. One can conveniently argue that to solve any problem in statistical physics, all you have to do is to know what partition function for the system is, and ultimately do some differentiations corresponding to each function which you have to calculate for the system, like internal energy or entropy, but pressure, enthalpy, Gibbs function. Everything is related to partition function. So statistical physics is completely broken down into finding the microstates or the entropy or the partition function of the system. Once you know any one of these three, you can calculate everything else for the system. All other concepts can be mathematically shown and hence are mathematically derivable. So with this, I complete the section of statistical physics. Thank you.